Good day program continuing from Israel. In Israel, the time is 2100 hours, Rishi. So that means that 11. We have gone
9 o'clock.
Beyond, 9 o'clock. What do you mean 9 o'clock? 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you talking about?
You said 2100 hours, right?
2100 hours U.S. time would have been 9 o'clock tonight.
Right.
So I did that. I screwed that up. Yes, thank you. I got it wrong. I don't know what. I had such a bad night last night. And saw the worst movie I think I've ever seen in my life, which didn't help me any. I slept for a couple of hours, woke up. Slept for a couple of hours, woke up. Watched this movie that was the craziest movie. And all I did was, when I shut the television off and went back, I don't like the term trying to go back to sleep, because you don't ever go back to sleep. It's like trying to lift a rock. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I gotta go back to sleep.
Yeah, the more you try, the harder it
doesn't,
is.
No.
Why did you
work.
Why did you even start watching the movie? Why didn't you watch something else?
I don't know. Because I was off on a. I don't know. I was. My mind was in another place, and I was exactly. And I wanted to get my mind out of where I was. So turning on the television set rather than reading, I'd been reading something. I didn't want to read any more of that. So I just let's try the television set. And anyway, it sent me off into another place. The bottom line is it's 4 in the afternoon where I am in Israel. It's 9 o'clock in the morning where Richie, who's now with us, and Jennifer. So we have the Boomer Broads at the bottom of the hour, joined by Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio. Right now, though, it's my pleasure to introduce you to the director of the library at Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust, known more to Americans probably, as the Holocaust Memorial Museum. Dr. Robert Rosette, it's good to have you here, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I've been here in Israel 3 times prior to my visit this year. And when I was here the last time, you had just opened up a wing, the new wing. But the museum itself, forgetting about when it was built, but what's in there, is one of the most compelling places. I guess that I was going to say there's a lot of artwork in there, but it just... We know the story of the Holocaust for sure, and it is, if there's a better place in the world to have a museum like this, I don't know where it would be. A lot of people from Israel send their youngsters up to a tour of Germany to go through the camps, and I didn't know that until yesterday when I had somebody in the studio who told me that, and I thought, my heavens. Why would you want to do that? I suppose you could ask the same question as to why you'd want to have, was it Germany, Richie, or Poland? No,
it was Poland.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was Poland, right. Why would you want to have a Holocaust museum to bring back all of this tragedy?
Well, the truth is that already during the war, as news was coming out to what was then mandatory Palestine, you know, before the State of Israel was created, people here were already beginning to think that we needed something that would document what was happening and commemorate what was happening as well. So it's a pretty early thought that came along. The Yad Vashem was only set up officially in 1953, a few years after the State of Israel was created. But after it was set up, it began functioning first and foremost in order to document and to commemorate the two events. And really, those are the things we've always done in addition to education. Why do you want to do that? Because there's no question that the Holocaust is a watershed event in history. It's a watershed event, certainly for Jewish people in history, but not only. It has many universal implications. And as such, it's something that we need to know about, we need to teach about, and we need to remember.
I agree with you 100%, by the way. I've been to the memorial in Washington. It's nothing like this. It's a whole different... I mean, it's an approach here done, not that it wasn't done by some of the same interested parties, but here... there's sort of a unique Jewish perspective, which is necessary. What I remember most about going there is that on the surface, it doesn't look that, I'm not going to use the word compelling, but it's not that dramatic. But when you go into it, it's underground. And it's you keep going and you wonder, my word, does this ever stop? Because there's so much material, but most of it, you don't know it's there until you go into it because most of it's under the surface.
Well, it's true. Yad Vashem is located on something called the Mountain of Remembrance. And the architect's idea was that this museum should actually dig into the hill. It should go down into the darkness, as it were, and then it comes out into the light. And for anybody who's been there, they remember that when they finish the museum, what they see is a very beautiful panoramic vista of the western hills of Jerusalem. So that, again, you go into the darkness, you come out into the light. But as I said, we're part of something called the Mount of Remembrance, and that Mount of Remembrance also contains our military cemetery not too far away, the memorial to Theodor Herzl, who was the first person to think about modern Zionism. But I always think about the Mountain of Remembrance another way as well, and that we're sitting on a mountain of information at Yad Vashem. We have 130 million documents and 125,000 published books in 54 different languages all about the history of the Holocaust. And so, again, you go into that depth physically and in other ways, spiritually, physically, other ways, and then you come back out into the light. The museum itself cuts into the hill. It scars the hill, but you do come out. And so it's very much like the event that scarred all of us, but we've come out on the other side.
Do I remember correctly that the names of all of the Holocaust victims are there in the museum?
What Yad Vashem does is we try to collect the names of the victims. You know, statistically, we know there was roughly 6 million. We have about 4 million names. And the names are held at the museum itself, and they're also available online on our website, and have been so for several years now. And as we find additional names, we digitize them and make them available to people. It's an ongoing process.
You know, the term Zionist or Zionism is a very interesting term. Would you spend a minute explaining what that term means? Because I think a lot of folks don't. They think it applies to Jewish people alone, and it does not. I believe that I'm a Zionist, frankly. So would you explain what the term means?
Sure. Well, the modern idea of Zionism comes about really at the very end of the 19th century. It's an idea that politically Jews should return to the land of Israel, the historic land of Israel. There should be a Jewish commonwealth or something there. It eventually became the State of Israel. And so on the one hand, it's a political idea of Jews returning to the land that was their ancient homeland and recreating a society and a state there. Now, that doesn't mean that only Jews can support this idea, which is why there are many non-Jews around the world who call themselves Zionists, and rightly so, because they support the idea of the Jewish people returning to their ancient homeland.
One of the things that is, I'm sitting here, I'm actually in my mind, I admit to being distracted because I'm remembering being in there. And the architecture, that hall that you were talking about, I'm looking at some of the pictures online and remembering what I experienced as I went through there. It's one of those things, like so many things that happen in Israel, maybe one of the reasons that I'm so pleased to be back here again, because there are so many experiences that people can have. It's a modern reminder of a lot of problems that we have in our world. This isn't an in-your-face sort of thing, but it's very helpful for people who did not live or weren't aware of or not alive after World War II, who may not even have been alive in the 50s or the 60s. This is not, I don't think, treated particularly well in our historical, in terms of at least in America, in the way we teach history, modern history. So that's why going to the website, or going better yet to the museum and seeing what's there, it is in your face, and it needs to be in your face, because you certainly don't want to have something like this happen again, even though there are plenty of people around who would be happy to have the same sort of thing happen again. That's the sadness here. Apparently we lost. Did we lose Mr. Dr. Rosette? Well, at any rate, I understand.
We did. He just lost his connection.
Interesting how we're putting this all together. I'm in Jerusalem. We call him on the phone from America, and there's a little delay, but you get the gist of what we're talking about. Our thanks to Dr. Rosette, who's the director of the library at Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Memorial Museum here in Jerusalem. You hear my tone. You can hear my voice. You understand what I'm thinking. It is one of the saddest experiences I think I've ever had in my life. And to go on and think that we still have people in the world that want to do the same thing to the Jews and to others. I mean, there are plenty of people in the world who'd like to destroy America the same way that the Nazis wanted to destroy the Jews. So it's it is a very important message and something for us to keep in our minds. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. Our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be of equal or lesser valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I ought to know when to give up on this, Jennifer, but I'll give Richie a chance on it.
What's that?
Richie, earlier today, the 2020 quiz question has fallen flat on his face. Twice I've asked the same question. The American League for Physical Culture was organized on this day in 1929. I wanted to know what the ALPC was, and I figured people would do, excuse me, what they normally do, although their minds may be so engrossed in what I'm doing here that this is kind of... this seems trivial. Well, it is kind of trivial. The anniversary of the American League for Physical Culture, otherwise known as the United States Nudist Organization. The American League for Physical Culture became the Nudist Society. Nobody got that. What's the matter with you people? What's wrong with you? You can't figure that out?
Darn.
Nudist Society. Doggone it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Gotta have some nudists out there somewhere.
All right.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is, in my mind, one of the most overplayed records. Kind of like those 45 Christmas
tunes. Not anymore, it isn't.
That you hear on some of the stations. Well, not for the next month or so, but then when it gets back into the...
Find me a station that plays this song anymore.
Brandy? Oh, I hear all the time.
I don't even know this song. Is
all
that
the
terrible?
Time.
Can't find a station in Washington, D.C. that really plays this song.
Nope. You don't have an oldie station in Washington anymore.
And it won't fit in the classic rock, even though it's in that same time frame.
It's not classic rock.
Nope.
But it's on the oldie station in Boston all the time. The drummer for The Looking Glass, Jeff Grobe, G-R-O-B-E, I guess that's how we pronounce his name, is 61 today. And this song.
It's a nice story.
Yeah, it's a nice story song. But, I mean, how many times a day do you play the thing?
I quote the guy that got me into the business, Mike Kelly. If I have to play one more Sticks song, I swear I'm going to jump out the window.
Yeah, there you go. James Naughton, the actor who is in Paper Chase, Planet of the Apes, The Glass Menagerie, The Cosby Mysteries, First Wives Club, Oxygen,
The Cosby Mysteries.
Right, I don't know what those are either. I may want to look that up, Richie.
Because it's a mystery, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, it is, to everybody. Anyway, James Naughton, born this day, 1945. Actress Jo Beth Williams, you would recognize her from Kramer versus Kramer. She was in Poltergeist, in The Big Chill, that's where I remember her from. Wyatt Earp, The Client, From the Earth to the Moon. She's a well-known, more than a character actress, I think, that she holds her own. Happy birthday to her today. Peter Buck, guitarist for R.E.M., birthday today. Oh, you know what I skipped, Richie? I skipped Tom Hulce, who was born in the state in 1953. He was Pinto. Guy that doesn't have his eyes are not quite in the sockets, right?
I love his beans.
Pinto. I like his car.
Hulce beans?
Yeah, that's a good car.
Oh, Pinto beans. Oh. I said Hulse beans. I didn't get it, Jennifer.
I know. Like, what are you talking about? Hulse beans?
There we go. That's Doug being right in with it after 2 hours of sleep last night. This is actually pretty good. He was in Parenthood, Dominic and Eugene, National Lampoon's Animal House. That's what this is from.
Why'd you only get 2 hours of sleep?
Because
time frame you're on there should get you a lot of sleep.
I only got three if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The bed's not comfortable. The pillows aren't comfortable.
Aww.
The heat didn't work right.
Oh.
It just woke up. And And it's a wonderful hotel, too. One of the 10 best in Europe, I'm sure, or the Middle East.
Thanks nice. For saving that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, let's see who's next. Janine
Speaking
Turner.
Of cold sleeping nights.
Theme from Northern Exposure, Janine Turner. What was the role she played?
She was the girlfriend, the female sidekick type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
She was the guy in that was Cliffhanger. Is she the one who was the woman? I think she is. She was cool in Cliffhanger. That was a movie with Sylvester Stallone. She played the female lead. So that was her.
I think very she cool. played the lead, yeah. Dark eyes, short hair,
yeah,
very
dark,
pretty.
Yeah, very cute. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. She was in Steel Magnolias, Knights of the City. Okay, know who she is. Steve Bedrosian, baseball pitcher for the Braves, for Philadelphia, for the Giants, and the Twins. born in the state 1957. Thanks very much. Ulf Ekberg.
Ulf. I wonder if when he runs into things, he just says his own name.
Oof. Rather basic and simplistic point of view, Jennifer.
Oof. Thank you.
But understandably, yeah.
I mean, how do you come up with that name? I bang my foot. Oof.
Oof.
Oof. That's what we would name the kid. Oof.
You consider the ace of bases.
That's the first thing
group.
The mother yelled right. when he was coming out.
Right. Yes, done. Mama.
Right. Oof. He's 41.
Yes, Mama.
Today. Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, tells you what the difference is between sell by and best by date. Check his info out in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com.
Dan Hinden answers Social Security questions in a weekly column on AARP.org. Now he's going to be a regular guest on this show, too.
Okay, Stan, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do for AARP. You're our Social Security expert.
AARP gets many, many questions from readers and from members about Social Security.
I'm Eileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus.
Social Security is a very big and somewhat complicated subject, so there is no end of research that's required to answer some of the questions.
When he worked full-time, Stan covered finance for the Washington Post. After he retired, he wrote a column called Retirement Journal. Now he writes for the AARP Bulletin.
I work from home. I am 84. I will be 85 in January.
AARP gets thousands of questions about Social Security, so Stan put together a list of 25 questions he gets all the time. It's easy reading. Find out how your benefits are calculated, what your rights are if your spouse is deceased, what happens if you file for bankruptcy or divorce, and some details about the Social Security Trust Fund. Tomorrow on this show, Stan Hinden tells us how to replace a lost Social Security card.
What it involves, basically, is proving that you are who you are.
That sounds easy, but you've got to do it right. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
About 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm in Jerusalem, and I'm looking at the. You'll get a kick out of this, Richie. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer Horn is here. We have Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, and the Boomer Broads in a moment. I'm looking at today's the morning newspaper, the Jerusalem Post. Yeah. Headline on the sports. And listen to this. This is the sports section of the paper. The headlines. Broncos in first after another wild finish. This right. is the Jerusalem newspaper. Headline, Broncos in first after another wild finish.
Right.
49ers clinch NFC West. Another headline on the sports page from the Jerusalem Post in Israel. Bama edges Oklahoma State for shot at BCS championship. The bowl championship series, right? Isn't that what that is?
Yes.
And Tiger Woods' resurgence is on course. Those are the
on course for what?
But I get a large charge out of that being. The stories.
Yeah.
Many of the stories are about obviously what's going on here.
Right. But that's interesting that they follow the NFL like that.
Right. Yeah.
Tebow's a big story.
Yeah. Apparently.
Tebow time.
Okay. It's Tebow time. I didn't even pronounce his name. Great. I did a story. Didn't we do a story on the countdown last week about Tebow?
He was one of the top 10 in the people being talked about in talk radio.
Yeah.
Obviously, right. Sports talk radio.
Right. Okay. So who is being talked about here? Jennifer's being talked about. Richie's being talked about. Maria Bailey's being talked about. And yes, the ladies from the zoo are here.
The Boomer Zoo is here.
What time of day is it over there?
It is 4:35 in the afternoon. Yes, right. So here we are, looking at the usual issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that kind of get people going, and one of the things I think is exercise. But before we get to exercise, there is something that I thought was compelling that we're carrying at DougStephan.com today, the story of a study that indicates that your personality has a smell to it, has an aroma, has a fragrance.
It sure does. It smells like pizza and craft brewed beer.
Yeah. In your case, maybe, Richie.
Yeah.
But there are people that say it's possible for somebody to smell your clothing and learn a lot about you. All right, so let's go around the room here. Maria, if we were smelling your clothing today, what would we learn about you?
Sweat.
She's been out on a,
yeah,
doing
there's
a workout.
Probably some sweat, but it smells like vanilla.
Vanilla.
Ooh, that's
nice.
A nice smell.
Vanilla.
Why does it smell like vanilla?
Wait a minute, your sweat
something?
Smells like vanilla or right now?
No, my body smells like vanilla
your
today.
Your body smells like vanilla.
Because I put on
why?
Vanilla lotion because it's warm and it's supposed to attract people to you with, like, in a warm way.
Really? Is it like a pheromone, you mean? Pheromone
it's,
is a...
It's like Body Works or wherever I buy it from.
Okay. All right, okay. So it's not, you know what a pheromone is, though, right?
Yes, but that doesn't have an odor. That just is a musk that your body, that your body produces.
Right, okay. So let's see, Janet, if we were sitting next to you, Janet and Maria, the Boomer Broads, if we were sitting next to you, Janet, what would we be, what would the aroma be?
Well, it's usually coffee. I mean, as a rule, you know, I'm pumped up, Doug. I wake up and to a large, I mean, a really overflowing cup of cappuccino every morning.
And when she says pumped up, she doesn't mean the, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I'm a buzz.
Yeah, see, Maria is pumped up because she works out, and that's her pump up. Yours is drinking coffee. Got it. Okay.
Yes, I'm artificially pumped up, and Maria is naturally and healthily pumped up.
Got it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'll be
Anne Marie.
In the dumps in about an hour.
Anne Marie, what's your
it's not a good answer, but it's the truth. Usually when I get to the gym because I make dinner in the morning, I smell like onions.
Really?
I have been told.
Really?
I have been told.
You
yes,
must be very
told.
Popular at the gym.
I'm not at all. It's really awful. But you know what? You forget that your clothes absorb the smells that you know you're around you.
Yeah, onions are tough. You can't get rid of them.
No, they're very hard. And I swear to God, I actually take a fan to, especially for spinning. I take my own battery-operated fan, so I have a fan.
Do you blow your lemon, your onion spell throughout the gym?
I didn't realize I was doing it until the guy next to me said, somebody really smells like onions. I'm like, oh my God.
How embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. I'm terribly sorry.
And this guy didn't even kiss you, right?
So
there was no kissing involved.
No, I don't eat them. It's just that it's my clothes smell. Anyway, I'm working on that smell, though. I'm working on not doing that. So.
If you don't eat them, what do you cook them?
He's cutting them.
Cutting them, chopping them, sauteing them.
But you said you didn't
eat
them.
Why don't you just buy them pre-cut?
Well, it doesn't matter. Once you start cooking them and I'm preparing the meal for the evening, so that when I get home at 6 or 6:30, I don't have to start from scratch. And I've always done that ever since I was raising children, and I wanted to make sure the minute I walked in the door, we could eat. So I would prepare the meal either in the morning or the night before.
I like the pre-cut idea, though.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that.
It's $2 to buy all of my vegetables pre-cut, like the bell peppers, and all. And for me,
I like it.
When I look at my hourly rate, I'm like, okay, $2 is going to save me 20 minutes. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. It's not about the money at all. Yeah.
So why don't you just cut everything but the onions until later in the day?
Well, because you can't prepare the meal without the ingredients.
Right.
You got to start. You got to start with the onions.
So you've made the choice to smell like onions all day.
No. I
did taking
not
one
realize
to the team.
It wasn't a choice, and I didn't realize. Yeah, this is 5:00 in the morning. I didn't realize I was smelling like onions. But when you asked that question, I in the middle of resolving that issue. Let's put it that way.
But see, I haven't got an answer.
I would have lied.
I've asked the same question three times, and I haven't got an answer to it. I don't understand how if you're cooking things with onions and you're not eating them, it doesn't.
She doesn't eat raw onions. She's putting them in.
Oh, she's eating them in the food.
Stuff, yeah.
Okay.
But when you cut an onion, the spray. That's what makes you tear up when you cut an onion. Is the spray.
Right. But it's not even that. When the minute you engage with onions in virtually any way whatsoever, the clothes that you have on absorb the odor, so that by the time I get to the gym, my clothes smell like onions.
All right, so
I don't smell them because I've been doing it for the last hour.
I think we're losing listeners. Yeah.
I think we need to move on. I think Jennifer
okay.
has a good point.
So Jennifer, what do you? What's your odor or your aroma? Probably.
Well,
better.
Since it's
but
truth
more
right now. I actually just put on, because, you know, I'm a Christmas-aholic, so I have Twisted Peppermint Triple Moisture Body Cream on my desk right now.
Yummy.
So that's what I smell like, which, if you'd like to know, is a tempting blend of cool, refreshing mint, white sugar, and just a hint of rich vanilla.
Oh,
but I also, if you get close enough, like if you leaned in for a little hug or a little kiss, you may notice that my hair smells like butter, and that would be because I was at Ruth's Chris last night doing a radio show. So I kind of still have that Ruth's Chris smell in my hair, which is freaking me out a little
Peppermint
bit.
And butter. There's nothing more sexy on a woman.
I smell like Paula Deen, I think.
Seriously.
Jennifer, yummy. Good things.
The last piece of red meat I ever ate was at Ruth Chris.
Oh, really? That's a good place to sign off. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. So, Richie, your aroma, please.
You know, I've always...
Vic's vapor rub because he's sick.
Yeah. I've always used baby powder deodorants. And every girl I've ever dated has always gone, you smell like baby powder.
Okay, the only thing that gets me weird about baby powder deodorants is that inevitably when you start sweating, that smell of, like, dirty BO and baby powder kind of gets me.
I don't get that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but
sweaty powder.
Cool. Sweaty powder.
Yum. All right, folks, are you turned on yet? This is very exciting. Yeah, this is very nice. All right, so now we have the study, by the way, you can reference at DougStefan.com with a lot of other things that are on the website that are there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Lots of information. Our poll today asks you to consider using a toy rental service. If you haven't heard about this, toy rental service new this year for parents called ToyGuru. That's the site. Richie, I don't know if you go there for your children, Anne-Marie and Janet. Well, Janet, you don't have any grandchildren.
No,
Anne-Marie, I can't remember.
Kind of like the library for toys.
No, not yet.
Yeah, why buy the book when you can rent it?
Right. Instead of buying toys.
The grandchildren, I can rent the grandchildren?
No, you can rent the toys that the grandchildren may or may not like. It's like Netflix, only for toys.
Right.
Yeah,
the idea is that your kids are going to lose interest anyways a month after Christmas, so then you can return
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can give it to somebody else.
They're going to be sticky and dirty and nasty like kids' clothes.
That's why they put them in the dishwasher and they wash them.
Do you know that when you go to give away toys, that a lot of times, a lot of charities will not take them? Like if you go to Goodwill. Goodwill will actually. Purple Heart or something like that. They will not take your toys because...
Kids are germ gremlins
and they
get everybody sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I love them.
Very good. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, but you can sterilize them, but okay.
We've had this conversation about aroma. You're going to be happy to know if you have fine lines and deep wrinkles on your face, you can get rid of them, or most of them anyway, using the Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth is a serum. It doesn't have any smell, i.e. odor. It doesn't have any feel. There's not grease involved in this. You put it on your face like Richie and I do every day, and Jennifer ought to. Not that she needs to, but I want to have her protect that beautiful face of hers. Get rid of the deep wrinkles, the fine lines, with a Fountain of Youth. If you're in your 30s or older, you need to go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and produce for you a free bottle of the Fountain of Youth. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Try now a miracle anti-aging serum, absolutely free. Go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
What stories captivated the nation in 2011? Who made you cry? What was your guilty pleasure? And what shocked you? Find out what the most popular web searches have been, what people and stories captured our hearts and minds, and what will be hot in the coming year. Heather Cabot, Yahoo Web Life Editor.
With Bin Laden's death and protests on Wall Street, Upheavals and uprisings may define 2011, but search trends reveal pop culture was our escape from reality. Kim Kardashian got married and split. The world lost tech icon Steve Jobs. Casey Anthony was found not guilty, and Lindsay Lohan went back to jail. Through it all, though, the iPhone was the top search on Yahoo this year.
Want to find out more about this year's top searches and what will be hot in 2012? Check out yearinreview.yahoo.com to see highlights of top stories, searches, and trends based on what millions searched for, read, and shared. It's a great way to see what the world is up to online.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hi, we have 13 for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Boomer Broads are here, and one of the things that we all are thinking about. Can you ladies hear me okay? We had a little bit of a busy
Budget. Now I can. Yep.
Okay. All right. So in order to stay fit this winter, a lot of people think about exercise this time of year because they've started to eat more, get the little tube, the little tire, the little rotunda around the middle. What do you ladies do, and I would go around the room as time allows here, in terms of exercising, if you do something different at this time of year or you do something, you stay with the same thing year in and year out? Anne-Marie, you're an exerciser, so what do you do?
Well, yeah, I was interested. Who was it? Was it Maria or Jennifer who said that they...
Maria.
So she obviously is a fitness nut.
Yes.
Fanatic, that would be.
I heard Sting's comment the other day, because he looked great. He was on one of the talk shows, and he looked amazing. And somebody said to him, you know, the host, whoever it was, I can't remember who.
Ellen
said to him, what do you do? And he said, I'm driven by vanity and discipline. And that's really, honestly, what I hate it. I can't say that I like it. I want to like it with all my heart. But I go, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, 5:30 in the morning. I either spin for an hour or I do, you know, I do muscle and, you know, other cardio work. I ride. And I'm a cyclist.
All right. So how does that differ from what you do, Maria? We got about a minute.
I do a lot of running, and I do a lot of Pilates and yoga and a lot of weight training. So it's about the same. It's about the same.
Richie, what do? Richie, you have a different routine. Jennifer, you have a routine, too.
I do. Would you like to go Richie first? Yes, there you go.
I do taekwondo and biking.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what do you do?
At my gym, what I'm focusing on during the holidays is being very consistent, because it's the first thing that I just miss out of my life when I get busy and stuff. So keeping consistent, and I do the bike, and I do classes sometimes, and the treadmill, and then the weight machine.
Yep. There you go. All right. everybody find your own routine, but don't get off of it this holiday season.
Zumba.
Yeah, keep it up. Yeah, exactly. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Postal service changes are on the way, and it's going to affect everyone. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Unless you've been hiding inside a mailbox the last couple of years, you are well aware of the fact the U.S. Postal Service is struggling financially. A very deep budget hole that is apparently going to require some drastic measures.
Things have changed in our business, and like any other responsible business, you've got to react to that and react in a way to keep your finances solid.
That's Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe, who detailed some of the changes in the way the Postal Service will work.
We've got the change in the network. We've got some changes in delivery routes. We've reduced 20,000 delivery routes in the last 5 years, another 20,000 in the next 2 years, and the 6 to 5 day change on Saturday.
You put all that together and you're talking about slower delivery and an end to next day mail service by this spring. All of the changes could save $3 billion, but it will come at a cost. Lots of layoffs in addition to the ones that have already taken place.
Since the year 2000, we've reduced the headcount of this organization by 250,000 people.
Donahoe says more than 3,000 post offices may close, along with half of the nation's nearly 500 mail processing centers. The Postmaster General also points to something that has hurt the Postal Service for years, the pre-funding of retiree health benefits.
We've put over $20 billion into that fund in the last 3 years. As a matter of fact, would have turned a profit if it wasn't for that.
It's probably no coincidence that all of this is being talked about during the busiest time of the year for the Postal Service. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, the Postal Service handles 16 billion letters, packages, and postcards. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was a positive day on Wall Street, but the market finished off its highs for the day. The Dow up 78 points, closing at 12,098. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices up 3 cents a barrel to just under $101. Facebook planning to hire thousands of employees over the next year. The company to add engineers in Palo Alto, California, Seattle, and in New York City, too. The New York City team will be Facebook's first engineering group based away from the West Coast. Facebook, as you might know, is expected to go public next year and currently employs some 3,000 people. Facebook has about 800 million members. NASA researchers say they have found a new planet that they call a Goldilocks planet, not too hot and not too cold, and able to support liquid water, which is the key to all life. It's called Kepler-22b, a small planet that orbits a star slightly smaller than our own every 290 days, similar to our 365 days.
Its surface temperature would be something like 72 Fahrenheit.
That's William Borucki at NASA, who sounds like he's talking to us from Kepler-22b. Borucki says the planet is located about 600 light years away. Closing notes, we take you back to this past weekend in Las Vegas on Sunday. It was the annual Rock and Roll Marathon, a marathon in which dozens of couples did more than just run the race.
I now pronounce you as husband and wife. You may kiss your bride.
That's right. 90 couples took their wedding vows and got hitched right there on the course in Vegas. And you know, there's something about this that makes sense. Marriage itself is a marathon. Unless, of course, you're a particular Kardashian, in which case the marathon course isn't measured in miles, but rather just 72 feet. And finally, be honest, how many of you have ever made this call to the office?
Yeah, could somebody tell the boss I just can't make it in today? Oh, my head, my stomach.
Yes, you call in sick, but in fact, you're really just hungover. Well, the FDA is approving a pill that could ease the pain of boozing it up the night before. It's called Blowfish, made up of 1,000 milligrams of aspirin, 120 milligrams of caffeine, and a stomach-soothing agent. The inventor of this thing says the pill attacks hangover symptoms within a half hour. It sells for about $3 for a single dose. If that sounds too pricey for you, fine. Just crawl back to bed.
Oh, no, help me, help, oh, help me.
See you in a few days. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Go to Best Buy or BestBuy.com and save $50 on a Kodak Hero 6.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges, available in single quantity pricing.